leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Among the bills that the government put in the urgency motion to keep the chamber busy while the local government and environment select committee heard submissions on the Canterbury earthquake bill was the copyright infringing file sharing amendment bill. This is the one that's got the blogosphere in a lather at its powers to remove internet access and impose heavy fines. And before the Green Party's Gareth Hughes explained why his party would be opposing the bill's second reading on Wednesday night, he had this disclaimer to make.
Mr. Speaker, I might be a geek, but not the type that can fix your computer. ICT is one of my 11 portfolios, so I've got a bundle. And I don't, to be honest, have a huge history of looking into tech or copyright issues.
Nevertheless, the Greens had decided to oppose the bill.
Because we have always opposed, and we continue to oppose, termination or account suspension as a remedy for file infringing whenever it's written into legislation. Even if not immediately enacted, it shouldn't be there, full stop. The Green Party also opposes the use of urgency tonight to pass all stages of this bill through the House with no warning that it was coming.
The bill had been halfway down the government's order paper at number 22, waiting for a second reading after being reported back from the Commerce Select Committee last November. So urgency made no difference to the amount of time spent on the bill, merely allowing the House to put it through all its remaining stages one after the other. And while it was opposed by the Greens, it had the support of the Māori Party, represented in the second reading debate by Rahui Katane.
This bill is to provide new enforcement measures against the unauthorised sharing of copyright material via the internet. It aims to deter file sharing that infringes copyright, deter and educate the public about the problem, compensate copyright owners for damage sustained from file sharing by widening the jurisdiction of the Copyright Tribunal to award damages, provide sanctions for serious copyright infringers, limit internet service provider liability that may result from account holders infringing file. The Māori Party is happy to support this bill throughout the remaining stages. Our research tells us that the creative industries are being massacred by illegal sharing overseas, and the same trends are very clearly starting to emerge here in New Zealand.
Following Rahui Katane, Labour's Katrina Shanks talked about the difficulty of understanding the business of file sharing.
The Select Committee worked really hard on this bit of legislation, I've got to say. We had it for a long time in our Select Committee, and in fact I felt very sorry for the officials when they first came in, because, you know, I think I'm relatively savvy when it comes to computers, but when it comes to file sharing, which actually is mostly not my generation, I've got to say, because it wasn't around when I first started using computers, it actually took them a while to explain what file sharing was to a few of us on the committee. And actually it came down to, we had little boxes sitting along the front of the Select Committee, and they'd explain how it takes a bit from this box and a bit from that box and a bit from this computer, so you've got 1,000 little bits and it makes up a file, which actually is takes a bit to get your mind round.
National's Katrina Shanks speaking in the second reading debate, which was followed by the committee stage, then the third reading, with Nick Smith standing in for Simon Power as the minister in charge of the bill.
Mr. Speaker, the passing of this bill marks the conclusion of a long, complex and controversial policy debate on how to address the widespread unauthorised sharing of copyright material via the internet.
Nick Smith then ran through the bill's main features.
Copyright owners will be able to work with internet service providers to send a series of warning notices to persons who are engaged in file sharing that infringes copyright. If an internet account holder ignores these warnings and continues to infringe, then copyright owners will be able to take a claim to the Copyright Tribunal for an award of up to $15,000. Just as important, at all stages, persons accused of illegal file sharing will have the opportunity to respond to any of the allegations that are made.
The third reading debate was interrupted by the adjournment at midnight, resuming at 9 on Thursday morning and ending in a vote which saw it pass by 111 votes to the 11 of the 9 Greens and the 2 Independents, Chris Carter and Honi Harawira. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.